it is. Okay.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard somebody say goodbye.
I'm sure they're waiting a few minutes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting live chat conference call. We are so excited to get to discuss more information and answer more questions about the program, and hope that the transition is going really smoothly and well. Like normal, you know, we'll discuss some topics, and then we'll have a Q&A, and hopefully get to hear that everything is just going perfectly, and you all just want to celebrate. But of course, if there are hiccups, we are definitely here to clear them up. My name is Lizzie. I'm the nutritionist for the program, and I'm so excited to get to be working with you all, and for everyone who's got to stop by in coaching, it's been a real treat. Just a heads up, if you're new to this, we can't answer medical questions that are too specific to your personal story, and it's not that we don't want to. If you're new, then we want you to understand that if we could answer all of your questions about medications or certain contraindications about medications in the program or whatnot, we would, but it really wouldn't be fair to you because we don't know you as well as we would need to. So it's not that we don't want to give you that advice, we just can't. So any questions that you feel are not answered in this forum, or any questions that you know are just a little personal and you want to talk to me in the nutrition coaching, you can find all that information when you go to the landing page of the beta. And there's also information about how to work with Dr. Hyman there, and there's also information if you live far away and you want to seek the help of a local functional medicine physician who practices medicine like Dr. Hyman. So with that said, all questions, if you're also concerned that something has been answered and you may have missed it because you haven't been on past calls, please see the Frequently Asked Questions page. And just in general, go to the website as often as you can, because we are trying to just get better and better at updating it. So let us know, provide us feedback how it's working. We'd love to know what's working for you and what would be more helpful. So thank you for your participation. So today we're going to go over some more common questions that have been coming up that I've been receiving and some people from the team. And what we'll start with is the PGX. So it seems that we are still a little confused with how to take the PGX now that some people are on the advanced plan or even the basic plan. I think it's completely reasonable to wonder, well, I changed plans, so do I need to change the amount of PGX or the timing? The answer is pretty simple. Just stay on the PGX just like you do. We still want you to take it, 15 minutes with a lot of water. Can't stress that enough. The water makes everything work. And take that before each meal. So you want to monitor how you're doing with it. If you're someone on the basic plan and you don't have diabetes and you're not on medication and you're really just trying to fine-tune a few things for another month or so, if you want to taper down the PGX and maybe just take it before one of the largest meals that you have, or a time of day where you know you tend to have more craving, or if it's just a situation where you know there might be a trigger food, that tends to be a constant question for some people as well. So sometimes certain foods or environments, atmospheres, social company, stressors in the day, we all have something. The PGX can really help with that. So if you're someone who works with cravings, don't forget that PGX deals with that nicely. But if you are on the super advanced plan or the advanced plan, stay with the same recommendations and let us know how it's working. For some people, it works really well, and for other people, it takes a little adjustment time. So by now, everyone should have basically figured out how it works for them. And if you need any help fine-tuning that, of course, we can help you. Another question we received is, how long should I be on the supplements? That's a really good question. You'll see, if you've gotten the Blood Sugar Solution book, a lot of that information is there. But for some of you who may not have gotten the book yet or haven't had a chance to get to that chapter, the idea with the supplements is that the basic plan supplements are really appropriate for all of us, every single person, for the rest of our life. And Dr. Hyman discusses the state of the current agricultural system, as well as people who are a little bit more predisposed towards diabetes. And for that reason, these supplements, the basic ones, are advantageous for you to be on for the rest of your life, and there's no harm. The advanced plan supplements, those have a little bit more sophisticated constituents and the healing chemicals and properties and phytonutrients in them, which are particularly wonderful for modulating the endocrine response and balancing your blood sugar and getting your hormones back aligned. If you're on the advanced plan supplement kit, you're probably going to want to stay on those for at least 1 year. Then Dr. Hyman would suggest that you're going to repeat your labs with your doctor and repeat the self-assessment quiz and evaluate yourself. You know, how are you feeling? How's your progress? If your numbers are in the ideal ranges and your lab work, you know, looks good, you're feeling good, your symptoms are better, you can step down to the basic plan. But if you're still having that, you know, those elevated blood sugar levels, if your insulin is higher than that which Dr. Hyman recommends, if you're still symptomatic, you know, personally, like you know your own symptoms and what you want to rectify, then of course stay on them for longer. So the goal is, again, to make this work for you. And while, of course, the ultimate goal is to do away with having to always take a lot of pills, the supplements are really advantageous, and they help kind of fill in all of the gaps that some of our bodies are working with, these imbalances, and we want to use these supplements wisely, responsibly, and consistently. So the consistent use of the supplements is really great. So that would be the answer for about how long to stay on the supplements. Again, like everything, this is personalized medicine, and each of us is going to require a different protocol, which is completely fine. If you have any questions about your timeline with the supplements or what you should be taking, I can definitely help you with that. Another question we have, how often should I check my blood sugar now that I'm on the Blood Sugar Solution Program? This is a great question. How often you should check your blood sugar really depends on what you're coming to the program with. So if you're someone who has started the program with insulin resistance and you're on medication and your doctor wants you to be checking your blood sugars routinely anyway, then of course we want you to keep doing that as well. If you're someone on the basic plan now and your blood sugars are in the ranges that we've discussed that we would like to see them in and your insulin is in the ranges as well, you don't have to check them every day. Dr. Hyman would say check it once in the beginning and then maybe again at the end, like after your 6 weeks. And then what you basically want to do is you're going to monitor yourself. So if you're someone who's on the advanced or the super advanced, you're going to do just like those people on the basic. You're going to do it once before and after. You're going to get a baseline. But if you're someone who needs to check your blood sugars, we want you to keep doing that routinely, daily, as your doctor would suggest. And then, again, is it just for the people on the super advanced or the advanced? What you're going to do is you're going to monitor your labs, all of them, that Dr. Hyman suggests, for every 2 to 3 months. And especially you're going to want to repeat those abnormal tests. So the ones that come back okay that he suggests in that diabetes panel, you don't necessarily have to keep doing those every 2 to 3 months. The ones that are abnormal. And that's as you keep going through the program. So then at the end, when you're done doing it and you've taken those reassessment quizzes and you've seen your progress and you're feeling like you're ready to go to the basic plan and then you're ready to taper off the basic plan, as you go through all of these different cycles of the 6 weeks, the goal is then you'll just do your tests yearly. So the idea is, as you get to know your body more, you're not going to need to be testing all the time. So the takeaway is, if you're on the basic plan and you're not someone who needs to test all the time, thank you for doing it on the detox. You don't need to test every day. If you're someone on the advanced or the super advanced and you know that you should be testing and monitoring yourself, then keep doing that. Otherwise, everyone's going to do a before and an after, because that's a great way to see how the program's working for you. And you're also going to do, if you're someone on the super advanced and the advanced, you're going to continue to do every 2 to 3 months some of the bigger panels to repeat the abnormal tests, and then yearly too. And you'll have your doctor work with you on that. It should be a joint effort, of course. And of course, by all means, if you want to be working with a functional med physician, because those doctors will look at the ranges, they'll deem what a healthy or normal range is differently than a conventional doctor. And we hear all the time that, but my lab tests were normal and, you know, the doctor said that it was fine, but I still have all these symptoms. Something has to be wrong. Well, a functional med doctor will look at it through a different lens. And through that lens, they might say, oh, well, this range, or your value actually is not in a range. And so because of that, you know, they can better pinpoint maybe why you're symptomatic. So definitely consider working with a functional med physician if you're someone who's really confused about what's going on with yourself and you're not getting results. Okay, so another question, and I would say probably the biggest question that we've been getting that I would love to address here is, I have hit a plateau, I'm stuck, what do I do? I haven't been losing weight anymore, or it's fluctuating. You know, I want to see some changes. We hear you. We want you to have those changes as well. So this is the story. The big concept with Dr. Hyman's program is that it's not really a diet. And while we were on a quote-unquote detox for 10 days, the end of the story, the last laugh, is that all of you guys have really just been working on improving your lifestyle. And we're so used to dieting in this culture that we might call it a diet or whatnot. But really what Dr. Hyman is doing is trying to introduce you to a way of living that consistently allows you to improve your health every day by the simple things like food, exercise, rest, and other lifestyle interventions. So some of this stuff is going to take a little bit longer. And I can't say it enough. This is personalized medicine. That is what Dr. Hyman is known for. So each of us is going to react differently. And some of us might have had an automatic weight loss. We might have lost a lot of water weight in the beginning. Some of us may have started to see that the scale doesn't change, but our clothes feel differently. Some of us might just notice some of our symptoms are dramatically improved. So there are lots of other ways to assess improvement. And sometimes it's not going to be just via the scale. So one thing that we really like to stress is that the scale is like your best friend one day and your worst nightmare the next. So use the scale responsibly. And you know, everyone wants to look at that number. There's something about seeing that number because it's so finite and we can measure it. But the bad thing about that is for some people I've been hearing from you, the scale will make or break your day. So you get on it one day and you've lost like 3 pounds miraculously over one night. And then the next morning you get on it and all of a sudden you've not only gotten back to your original weight, but you've gained weight. And of course you're going to feel frustrated and confused. I would too. So take the scale with a grain of salt and know that each day, depending on how you slept the night before, because that has a lot to do with hormones, and hormones control a lot about our weight and our water weight, the foods you had the day before or that day if you're not weighing yourself first thing in the morning, the certain foods like sugar or salt, or foods that you're sensitive to, like gluten or dairy, if some of that slipped in. So all of those will promote water retention and inflammation, and that's going to increase the number on the scale as well. So there are lots of different variables why the scale might not be the best indicator. So we want to look at the scale for trends and not base our success on a day-to-day with the scale. So the goal is, as best you can, let go of everything that this culture has tried to instill in your brain about how to measure your success, about numbers and whatnot, and allow yourself to entertain the notion of what it would feel like to get back in your body and use that as your barometer for your success. That's why Dr. Hyman has that questionnaire, those quizzes, to help you learn more about you instead of just saying, oh, my genes fit better, or the scale said I did better. So your symptoms, how you sleep, rashes on the skin, your moods, all those little things that we don't necessarily always think about, all of those are the real success of inflammation. And only when the body shifts into something called the parasympathetic nervous system or mode of the nervous system, only under that state of rest and relaxation and digestion does the body get the signal to actually let go of weight. So if we're in that hyper-vigilant, stressed-out mode and we're stuck in our head thinking about calories and the number on the scale and you know, all of those types of things, if we get stuck in our head, studies have actually shown that that can increase the sympathetic mode. And that's the stress mode. And as stress hormones rise, insulin rises, and we all know now from graduating from Dr. Hyman's detox that when insulin's up, blood sugar's up, and also when insulin's up, insulin's other job is to store fat. So as best you can, we want to get out of the head, back in the body, go on this journey with Dr. Hyman for another 6 weeks, see how your body feels, and know that it takes time. Now, the next part is really important. So that's kind of your philosophy for, like, the 6 weeks. The next part is a little less philosophical, and it's a little bit more of your to-do list. After 6 weeks, And we'll, I'm sure we'll discuss this in other conversations in more detail. So if you get confused, don't worry about it. You're not at the 6 weeks yet. We're going to go over this in more detail to guide you through it. And as you read the book, you'll get a great understanding as well. But I want to introduce you to this concept right now so that at least you have something to hang on to. At the end of 6 weeks, Dr. Hyman is going to ask you to personalize the program. And so essentially, when you get to week six, because remember, each week is going to have a theme. The theme of week six is personalizing. You're going to retake the quizzes that you took a couple weeks ago to figure out which plan you should be on. And when you retake the quiz, you're going to see what category you qualified for, you fell into. If you qualify for self-care or medical care, you're going to follow all of the steps really outlined for you beautifully in chapter 24. And you're going to do that for another 6 weeks. So all those steps in chapter 24, as those of you who've been reading will see, he utilizes certain supplements, certain foods, certain lifestyle modifications that you can do to help balance some of the reasons why you might not be getting results. So the idea is that we each have certain imbalances and certain keys, as you noted, your scores in red. So depending on where you are with those, a lot of people after this initial 6 weeks, you might not even need to do this. But for some of you, you might. So that's why chapter 24 exists. And that helps you essentially work with Dr. Hyman remotely in the privacy of your own home, utilizing his tricks, his tools, so certain specific supplements and whatnot. And again, as time gets closer, we'll go over this in way more detail. So essentially, at week six, you're going to retake the quizzes. You're going to record your scores. You're going to compare and see how you did compared to what you just took a couple weeks ago. You're going to see if you fall into personal or medical. If you fall into either of those categories, then you're going to follow all of his advice in chapter 24. And remember, many of you, after just doing these 6 weeks, you might not even need to, because the program might just correct most of those imbalances already. But for those of you who need to, you're going to continue on with the program for another 6 weeks. Okay. So then the next part to figuring all of this out is about that personalization. So what happens? So after you've worked through the steps in chapter 24 for another 6 weeks or so, then you're going to retake those quizzes again. And I know it seems like you're constantly taking the quizzes, but again, that's like your biggest indicator. It's better than the scale, and it's better than, you know, counting calories and doing all that stuff in your head. So remember, these quizzes are really key. So you're going to see which imbalances you had, and for a lot of you, you're going to find that you actually are done. You don't really need to be in the self-care plan anymore, or you don't need to see a physician because you're not in the medical care. And if that's the case, you can stop the personalization program. You can taper down to the basic or the reintroduction. But if you do still qualify for the self-care or medical care, then Dr. Hyman wants you to continue taking all the steps that you've been doing. And if you are in the medical care still, we really encourage you to see a functional medicine practitioner, or, you know, try to work with Dr. Hyman himself at his wellness center. You can work with me in coaching, whatever is comfortable for you. But if you've gone through this now a couple of times and you're still not seeing improvements, then, you know, we definitely would suggest that you might need more testing. Now, I know over in coaching, I've spoken to a few of you about testing. And some of the testing is really important during the program. And so there's some specialized tests to get at some imbalances, because for some people, they'll write in and they'll say, I basically eat kale and salmon and chia seeds and my berries, or, you know, perfect diet, and I'm not getting anywhere. Well, Dr. Hyman sees some people like this often, and most diet plans out there or other doctors might not have worked for these people. And the reason why Dr. Hyman is, like, you know, this really unique and important physician in our time is because he's able to understand what specialized testing people need, because, again, it's personalized medicine. So these questions can help you learn how to work with him or a local functional medicine provider to know what tests to order. So for some of you who, even after all this time, so that's probably maybe like 2 or 3 months of doing this, you're still like in that plateau where you're not getting the results you need and you know you're following everything to a T, it might be time to look into that testing. Then there's what to do if the program isn't working, because a lot of people, like that person, you know, that theoretical person who's doing everything perfectly, what about now? What if you don't want to wait 2 or 3 months to keep taking these assessment quizzes? You've gone through the program for 6 weeks, so for you guys, it's probably another 3 weeks right now, so we're probably like halfway, or maybe a little bit under halfway. So the first thing that you can do as well is ask yourselves some of these questions. And I'm literally going to just read this from the book, because I think it's really important that everyone understands this. You don't have to take notes, but if you want to jot some of these down, you can. For those of you I've been working with in coaching, we've kind of gone over some of these. And for a lot of you, it's been kind of fun, because we've cleared up some of the hidden reasons of what might be missing or what might have slipped in and causing some imbalances. So here are some reasons Dr. Hyman says why the program might not work. The first and most important one are problems with the diet. So often people think that they're eating low sugar, no flour, low carb, when in fact they're not. And in our culture, most things that come in a package, they have some sugar in there, or they have some chemical or additive or preservative or filler or binder or buffer or some artificial flavoring that can wreak havoc on the system. So packaged foods, you know, that can be a real eye-opener to help, if we can help understand better how to read labels and how to scour the ingredient list. For some people, especially if you have a basic plan, I've heard from one or two of you that this, more fruit have slipped in. And, you know, fruit we think is completely benign, but let's remember that at the end of the day, fruit is still sugar. And so if we have too much of certain types of fruit, that could actually that could be a detriment if your system is in trouble with that. Or if you're on the basic plan and you're adding in your rice or your squash and a little too much comes on the plate, because remember those portion sizes, so a third of a cup of whole grains or a cup of squash. So if we do more than that, it might be too much at first for the body, and the weight could come back on or symptoms can be present again. So a lot of foods, even if you're saying, but I'm doing everything right, I'm following all the healthy foods, it's about portion, it's about meal composition, it's about meal combining and meal timing. So it's easy to kind of slack off a little bit when we think we have the rhythms, but we still want to be a little vigilant. We want to keep an eye on ourselves. And if you are on the basic plan and you are having issues like this, then definitely, you know, think about going on the advanced plan. And if you're on the advanced plan, maybe think about bumping up to the super advanced plan. So see what happens. But make sure that you monitor yourself and don't go crazy. You don't want to, you know, become too critical, because remember, we don't want to get stuck in the head. but remember to keep an eye. Another area is inadequate or inefficient exercise. So Dr. Hyman basically wants you to remember that the body will adapt. So if you were someone who started out walking, well, a month later, maybe we got to kick that up a notch. So you want to keep your body on alert. You want to ramp up that exercise, increase more high-intensity interval training. Especially those intervals are really important for getting that fat burning going, for getting that metabolism going. That's one of the best ways we know through science, through evidence-based research, that we can use exercise, these short bursts of intense workouts, to actually change our body composition in a short amount of time. So if you're someone who's just walking, or if you're someone who's just gotten in a rut and you're doing the same thing, we want to jazz it up, we want to spice it up, we want to change it, we want to, you know, kind of fool your system a little bit. And then for those of you who are doing that and you're not doing resistance training, we also want to remind you that the body likes change, and it wants to use its muscles, and it wants to build muscle. So remember to do the resistance training as well. So the first thing is, whatever you've been doing, if you've gotten to a rut, you want to change it up. You want to increase the interval training, the intensity of it, maybe the frequency, the duration, how long you do it maybe. And you also want to add different types of exercise. So that strength training is also really important. Chapter 22 in the book, The Blood Sugar Solution, guides you through how to do those intervals really well. And if you haven't started strength training, then that's something else to start now, a couple times a week, and build it up. A third reason why you might be plateauing could be hidden food sensitivities or more serious intolerance to gluten or even celiac. So for a lot of people, eliminating gluten and dairy for 6 weeks is key to the blood sugar solution. It removes so much inflammation. And it really helps focus people, too, because all of the foods that usually are laden with sugar tend to also be those that are paired up with gluten or dairy. But for some people, it still slips in. If you're eating out, it can slip in. If you're buying a packaged food, it could slip in. You might not recognize a name. If you're someone who's not sure, we can help you figure that out easily. If, you know, if there's certain foods that you're eating, you're not sure if it has gluten in it, that's completely fine if this is new to you. So don't be afraid to ask questions, because we can we could try to help you understand what are hidden sources of dairy and gluten as well. Because it's sneaky. So it is. It's very sneaky. They come in our food supply. But there are other food allergies besides gluten and dairy. Some people are allergic to soy. Some people are allergic to corn. Some people are allergic to yeast, foods that have yeast. Some people are allergic to eggs. And if you suspect that that's you, or you know that's you, you might want to work with Dr. Hyman's Ultra Simple Diet after this to help you do a full removal of all common allergens. And you can also look in the chapter 24 for personalization and review what his protocols are for how to get tested properly. Remember, the gold standard for food allergy testing, though, is an elimination diet. So you can pay to get those tests done and have a panel of all the tests that you might be sensitive or allergic to, but the ultimate way to do it is by just removing certain foods and seeing. Another reason why you might be hitting a plateau is toxic overload. And while we did a quote-unquote detox, for many people, an accumulation of toxins from petrochemicals in the environment, lead, mercury in the environment, mercury from dental work, mercury from fish, they can cause problems. And some of us might even have genetic predispositions that make it more difficult to detoxify these chemicals. Or some of us might have just have overexposure due to where we live. And for a lot of people, some of these symptoms can be easily mistaken with other symptoms. So definitely take the quiz on toxicity, and if you're that, if you're one of those people who scored high there, that would be something that, you know, we would definitely want to look into if you're not having, if you're one of those people plateauing or not having the success you want. And then the last one are imbalances in the seven steps. So remember, the seven steps are: we want to work on digestion, we want to work on inflammation, we want to work on detoxification, on nutrition, on balancing your hormones, we want to work on your stress response and your adrenals and whatnot. So there's seven steps, those seven keys, and you learned about them as you took the quiz. And you're going to learn about them as you read the book and go through each week as well. But again, essentially, that's all about the personalization. So like we were talking about chapter 24, when you get to week 6, you're going to learn how to personalize the program for you if you need it. And a lot of people will actually not do this, which is why I'm spending so much time on this call today talking about it, because it's something that you just want to brush off. But we can't stress enough how important that this personalization is. This is the key to what separates Dr. Hyman's patients from their type of lifelong success from just going on another diet. So, again, we really want to stress that the personalization in Chapter 24 is where you will have your aha moment, learn about your body and why you maybe, you know, potentially this is you, why you've been having certain symptoms for so long and have tried everything that, you know, in the book or every program out there, but you still haven't had success. So this is where you get to learn and fine-tune about your body. This is what makes individualized, personalized medicine really magical. So essentially, the diet and lifestyle program is going to be enough to help the majority of you. But for some people, you're going to need that further intervention. And so that's why we say work through those quizzes carefully. Don't brush them off. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to do those quizzes. Make sure you do them. If you qualify for self-care, do the self-care. If you're doing the self-care stuff, taking certain supplements and working with certain foods, and you're still not getting the results, that's when it might be time to look for local medical attention to get some of that refined testing and check if there's something specific going on in your system to help you bring you back into balance. So that's essentially the idea with the plateau. And it's my pleasure to help explain more on a personal level with you in the coaching. Remember, in more phone calls, we're going to break it down probably more and make it a little bit more accessible as time approaches. In the last couple of minutes before we open up for Q&A, just want to go over two other questions. We had a few people curious about snacks. So, of course, yes, the questions that I've been getting are, you know, I'm kind of sick of hummus and vegetables. Can I change my snack as long as it follows the program of a protein-based snack, low glycemic carbohydrates, healthy fats? Of course, that's exactly what Dr. Hyman wants. He wants you to say, aha, I get it. Okay, so essentially, if I wanted to have... if I'm on the basic plan and I wanted to have an apple with a tablespoon of almond butter for a snack, I could do that? Yes. If I'm on the super advanced plan and I feel like I do really well with this protein and it feels really good, maybe can I have a little, can I have a turkey roll-up? So that's a really cool snack that I know a lot of people have enjoyed. Take a slice or two of a nice quality roast turkey, spread some hummus or tahini or even guacamole on the turkey breast. Put some vegetables in there. Roll up the turkey breast like it's a tortilla, and you have like your own little turkey roll-up or turkey burrito. If you want, just have a half of an avocado for a snack. All that healthy fat and fiber, that'll make you feel really good. It's a great way to get some healthy fats in. For some people, they want a little bit more of a meal. I had one person write in and say, hey, can I have half of my lunch at lunchtime and then the other half an hour or two later? Of course. That would be a great idea. So anything that works for you, as long as it stays within the parameters of your program, that's what we want. So don't be afraid to think outside the box with that. Some other ideas are you can have a small soup if you're on the advanced or basic plan. If you want to have a little small cup of bean soup, that would be good. For some people, having a small shake is good. It gets them through. Whatever works for you. There are other questions about bars. So a lot of people have written in as well and said, can I do a bar for a snack? Or can I do a bar to hold me over as like a meal replacement? This is tricky. So most of those bars out there that you're going to have access to, they are literally candy bars, and they're marketed as healthy, and they have all these claims. But as you now become great detectives at looking at labels and ingredients, you're going to see that if the first few ingredients are any form of sugar, remember on one of the other calls we discussed all different names of hidden sugar. If any of those bars, the first few ingredients have sugar in them, it's really a candy bar. And that's really not going to help you. And there's a lot of them out there, even in like specialty food stores and natural food stores. They're really kind of junky. So ultimately, we would say try not to use these bars on a day-to-day basis. Some of them are better than others, and if you're traveling or it's just what is convenient, there are some that are better than others. And this is what we have to say. For some bars that are higher in carbohydrates or sugar, what would be good is to do half in the morning, half in the afternoon, or half one day and half the next. So those that have a certain amount of carbohydrates or sugar, such as Kind Bar, for instance, a lot of people are curious about those. Those would be something maybe, you know, don't have all at once if you're on this program. It might be too much for your system. But a few bars that we like, Tonka bars, those are kind of like healthy jerky. So any types of healthy jerkies without like nitrites or nitrates, sulfates or sulfites or sugars, when they're just the protein, those can be really tasty and handy. There's a bar called Raw Crunch. And Raw Crunch to come in blueberry, goji berry, chocolate. Those would be good for people regardless which program you're on as well. So if you're on super advanced or basic or advanced, that those bars, those they can work. And then there's an Oscari bar. Those are probably going to be okay for both plants as well occasionally. And then another thing we want to share with you, there's a bar called U-Bars, and you make them yourself. They're kind of like designer bars. So if you want to dabble in creating your own bar, you can go to, I think it's ubar.com. You can Google U-Bars, and you can make your own with all of the knowledge that you've now acquired, and focus on the nuts and the healthy fats and keeping the sugary stuff out. So that might be fun for some people who are really enjoying being creative. Okay, so that being said, I'm sure we'll have some questions, and if you have questions, then you know the drill. You have maybe like 20 minutes or so. You'll hit *6 if you have a question, and then you'll hit 1 to ask your question. So anyone who has a question now would be the
Hello?
Hi.
Can I ask about coconut butter? It's got saturated fat. Is that still good for us?
Yeah. So remember on the detox that coconut butter was like a key component to your shake. So yes, you can definitely still use it. It's actually a healthy type of fat. It's a medium chain triglyceride. It gets metabolized a little differently than other fats. Plus, coconut actually offers a lot of benefits to the immune system, which this whole program is about decreasing inflammation. So when we can improve immunity, that's essentially improving inflammation. So coconut butter is great. It's a good source of fat, and it tastes really wonderful as well. So, yes.
Okay. And can I ask, is Brewer's yeast flakes okay also?
I'm sorry, could you say it again?
Brewer's yeast flakes, are those okay?
Absolutely.
So what's the flake?
I would say that would be pretty personalized. I would say for the general person right now, we would probably say hold off on that.
Okay.
But depending on how your system responds to that sort of food, specifically your digestive system, then it might be okay to work for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Next question.
Hello?
Hi.
On constipation, I was very regular. Now I notice I get constipated.
And when you said you were regular on the detox and after the detox?
No. Before doing this detox in the program, it shifted. And now I don't go every day.
Well, first of all, I'm sure that's very uncomfortable and confusing, right? Because you're eating all these wonderful foods, and it's probably
lots of fiber.
Yeah, we addressed this question in a previous call. So what I would do is I would say go to the frequently asked question page. Have you been there yet?
Uh huh.
Okay, on the frequently asked question page, I think we addressed that, and in one of the previous lives. Calls. We talked a lot about constipation, but essentially, if you're really having some trouble, we would suggest taking certain supplements which help your body respond to the shift. Plus, there could be some other issues going on. If you might need some more water, especially if you're taking the TGX.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to work on some exercise. For some people, that helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, it could be personalized. We might need to work with you and look at your diet, and also see if there's certain nutrients and minerals that are lacking that could help you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would first go check out those two resources, and then of course, if you want some personalized attention, you and I can definitely work with your specific needs. In the coaching.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Next question. Hello? Are you there? Okay. Maybe we'll go to the next question for now.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. I have a question about having low energy and feeling very depressed. I've stayed on all the requirements for the super advanced, but I've gotten my energy never ever throughout even the regular test came up very much. And it's like I don't even want to get out of bed, and I don't have much energy for anything. I've become pretty non-functional. I'm managing to get the right food in me, depending on what we're supposed to follow, and I'm doing the super advanced. But this is kind of troubling to me.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. No, that does not seem fun. Well, thank you for sharing that. Have you been someone who's been checking her blood sugars?
The fasting, well, throughout the beta test, my blood sugar came down to like 80, 85, 88, you know, as the fasting blood sugar in the morning. And it was over like 110 or something. But now I'm not doing that much different. I'm actually doing nothing different, really. But my fasting blood sugar in the morning is now like 100, 104 or something like that. I don't know why it went back up again. I am not eating differently. So I'm a little
right. Puzzled. Well, this might be helpful for other people too. So, again, you know, thank you for sharing your personal story. So sometimes for certain people, again, you know, I've said it a zillion times in this call, it's personalized medicine. So for some people, not having enough either protein or carbohydrates and even healthy fats, especially the omega-3 fats, we could have different drops in hormones, which we want. Essentially, on a certain level, we want to help that blood sugar come down. But certain drops in hormones and neurotransmitters can definitely predispose us to feeling low and whatnot. So you might be someone who we might need to tweak things a little bit to make sure you're getting the nutrients necessary for you. And, you know, also knowing more about your personal history, that might be better. And, you know, we wouldn't go into that on the live chat, but you and I could always flesh that out personally, you know, in private, in the coaching, and we could see what may predispose you particularly towards having those lows and certain protocols that, you know, we can use to get your energy back up and get you feeling better. And they're everything from certain supplements to certain foods that we would want to add in different quantities or portion sizes, making sure that you're hydrated. Sometimes when we're eating so well, we actually need more water. It's funny to think that, but it's true. But when you start to eat well and you have more fiber, your body requires more water because the fiber is going to, you're going to absorb water in the intestines, in the colon. So it's really important to stay hydrated for that brain to function. And then also, of course, making sure there's enough protein. And sometimes when we don't have enough protein, that blood sugar can drop. And also the amino acids and protein are the building blocks for those feel-good neurotransmitters in the brain. So we would want to look at your particular diet and really see what's going on. Because sometimes the simplest little things when we think we're doing something, just like I went over those five areas where you might be off, it's helpful to bounce it off of someone else because, you know, you might think that you're doing everything right, but there might be something going on that I can look at or, you know, we could look at and be like, ah, well, you need to have more protein, or maybe we do need to put you on some more carbohydrates. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. I'll go through the nutrition portal. And
okay,
wonderful. How much more of the nutrition portal do we have through the 90 days, or do we have to buy the monthly? Or,
you know, that's a great question. I think that's one that we can ask the team and shoot over into beta@bloodsugarsolution.com. As far as I know, I think it's 30 days from the detox. But if it was changed, they would know. So I would suspect that it's the 30 days from the detox.
All right. I had thought I had read in one of Dr. Hyman's letters to our beta group that he was extending it as a courtesy for the people who are continuing, but I'm not positive. I would have to go back and read everything, and I'm without any energy. I have no energy to do anything. So I don't even want to try.
I know. Well, we got to fix that for you. Well, we will clear that up, and we'll post that for everyone to see because that's a good question.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, very much, for your help.
You're most welcome. Okay, next question.
Yes, I got a question about the bars that you mentioned. I wonder if you could put add them to your website. I'm using my cell phone to hear you, and they came over a little fuzzy.
Oh, sure. We can post those as well. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear all the bars?
Well, the protein bars.
I'm sorry, did you not hear all the bars?
I didn't hear all the bars. What I've been taking, or before I started the detox, I was taking this premier. I was eating this premier protein bar. You buy at Costco. It's like 300 calories and 30 grams of protein, and it has 9 grams of sugar. Is that considered a lot of sugar for 300 grams of total calories?
Well, you know what? That's why I'm glad that I poked a little further with you, because that's something that would be wonderful for everyone to hear. So again, what we want to focus on, remember what we spoke about in this call, is getting out of the mind about counting stuff and looking. So Dr. Hyman, rather you not look at the nutrition facts label as much as you look at the ingredients, because the ingredients are going to tell you where the quality of the food is. And so if you were to look on the ingredient list of that protein bar, it might be excellent, and I don't know without knowing, you know, the bar, but it most likely, because lots of these bars are like this, it's kind of gimmicky and it's more marketing. So they tell you on the front label 30 grams of protein and low glycemic. So, of course, we think this is a great bar and I can use it. But when we look at the ingredients list, we'll see all sorts of sugars. We'll see the form of protein they use is not a high-quality protein. It could be a concentrated form of a protein or like a type of whey that is dairy. And obviously on this program, we don't want to have dairy. There could be artificial ingredients and preservatives. There's a lot of stuff that we would probably say you really don't want. So, again, I know we want to be like, oh, it's 300 calories. It could be a good meal replacement to hold me over, and I'll look at all that protein. But look at the ingredients list. That's more about how we want to base our judgment. And I will post some of the bars, we'll have the team post the bars online. And if you're trying to learn how to read and understand if a bar is a good quality or not, you can use those as a template. And you can look and see their ingredient list, and you can also look and compare that to what the nutrition facts label says, so that you can better understand what the what the goal is and how to select a good protein bar. Does that sound good?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for your help.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. We will take one more question, and then, of course, everything else that we don't get to, stay tuned. We'll have another live chat coming up, and you can also find me in coaching. So thank you, everyone, and look forward to getting to hear from you. So next question.
Are you? Hello, I have a question about the names of sugar that is like
okay.
Like when you see things like sugar in a label, I go, oh, yeah, not that. But then when you see other names that I don't know if they're sugar or not, but like sorbitol, xylitol, all those other kinds of different chemical things that might be sugar that I'm not actually, I don't know what they are actually, but I've heard them said, so I don't know if that's bad or not.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we addressed this in one of the previous calls, and the team should be posting. I will make a note to that as well. If we haven't already posted all of the names of hidden sugars, we will post that online as well.
Oh, but I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that would be so helpful, I bet.
And that's on the landing page? Is that where you're putting it?
It would be either on the land page or the frequently asked question page. I know that we're updating where the live calls are so that everyone can see in each live call what topics were discussed. If you would like to go back and listen to a part of a live call to hear a certain topic. So we're going to try to improve the organization of
that. So I should go back to the page that has the nutrition calls, the little record, you know, like you can click on the
I would
play
go
button.
I would go to the frequently asked question page first, and
from
it's not
the landing
there,
page. From the landing page.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
There's frequently
asked questions in a lot of different places on his website, and I just want to make sure I go to the right FAQ.
Okay, you're correct. Right, so on the landing page for the beta.
Okay.
Yeah. And to answer your question, anything that ends in an all,
mm-hmm.
It's a sugar alcohol, and so it doesn't necessarily have calories or as many calories for some of them, but we still don't suggest including those. We don't suggest including really any types of added sugars right now because it can still wreak havoc on the metabolism, on cravings, on the mind-body connection in, the desire for sweet foods. It can also interfere with setting your body up to think it's receiving sweets, so your insulin can be released, and then obviously there's no sugar to actually metabolize, but your blood sugar gets lowered. And what do we all want when our blood sugar gets low? Sugar. So the other issue is that there's digestive issues. A lot of people don't tolerate the sugar alcohol as well, and they get cramping and all sorts of digestive stuff. So our advice is to keep all that stuff out. You'll see. We'll post it, and it'll be a list of those sugars to look for. And for now, really just focus on the cleansing of your diet, you know, unjunking everything and not adding sweeteners.
So that
when
means
it comes
no
time
sucrose.
To add back in.
That means no sucrose, no lactose, no anioses either?
Right, like sucralose or like Splenda, that's what sucralose is, right? We don't want the artificial sugars either. So there will be a time in the program when you transition off where Dr. Hyman will speak about what sugars are okay to have in moderation and how to be able to enjoy sugar for the rest of your life again without letting it sabotage all of your efforts and reverse all the success you've had. But for right now, we'd rather not even go there. Let's just focus all of our energy on removing everything so we can reboot the metabolism. And when the time comes to talk about how to use sugars again, we will definitely arm you guys with the right education.
It's funny that I've not had any desire for sugar stuff per se, but what I've found is that a lot of the vegetables that we've been having are incredibly sweet, like really sweet, like intensely sweet. Like even making the ratatouille is like amazingly like sugar to me. And the red peppers and things like that just feel, and the tomatoes, they feel sweet to me.
And that's see, what you're just saying is I hope that everyone heard that because that's kind of the goal. So that's a good sign that your body is acclimating and rebooting because the natural sugars found in vegetables and low glycemic carbohydrates, that's what our body's evolved on. So your body is getting back to that innate sense of recognizing sugar in the form that the body knows how to metabolize. So when we get off of all the fake stuff, our taste buds kind of come to life again, and the process between the sensation, you know, in the brain, it kind of rejuvenates itself. And so all of a sudden, we can appreciate natural sweetness in foods that are meant to be consumed.
So would I be doing something wrong if I had, let's say, some ratatouille for lunch and then some for dinner as well? Would that be too much sugar in the day?
No, not necessarily. I mean, as a general rule, you know, the rules of thumb for nutrition are we want variety. So we would say definitely change it up, and we want moderation. So that's a little of each types of food. So, you know, that's another idea as well.
Okay.
So, you know, once in a while, if you want to repeat it, that's fine. But if you're doing it every day, having the same foods, we would say, you know, try to change things up as a general rule.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for participating and listening, and wonderful to have you all here. And again, we're so excited to follow your success, so keep up all the great work. Let us know how you're doing, and any other questions or concerns you have, you can either write in to me at Nutrition Coaching or the team at beta@bloodsugarsolutions.com, and we will make a note to get some of the stuff posted for you guys, so check back in the next day, if not today. And that's it. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.